We continue on learning the Nishmas Dovi Ben Menachem Mishnah Hav Yaakov Pitkos Leo. We're in Kalim Paraches Mishnah Beis. Ha'isa Shleima. So we're speaking about the beehive or the basket we spoke about in the previous Mishnah. It does not have a hole on the bottom. It didn't have a hole and it was filled up with straw. No, none of that. There was never an opening on the bottom at all. And the top is outside of the tanur, so that's not in the airspace of the tanur, so we didn't have to worry about that. Or v'chena kupa. A kupa is like a box instead of a basket. V'chena hachemes. Chemes is a node shell ore, some type of a canteen made out of leather. If any of these things that are complete, there's no hole on the bottom, they descend now into the tanur, the opening is outside of the tanur, so hasheretz besocha, if there's a sheretz inside of any of these, the complete kaveres, the complete beehive basket, or the complete kupa, the complete box, or the chemes, this node made out of leather, hasheretz besocha hatanur tahor. So if there's a dead sheretz in one of these things, these kalim, it doesn't matter. Tanur is going to be tahor because we, based on the pasuk we learned, we mentioned it previously. It says v'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem el tocho. It's only where we have a dead sheret, something tameh that's in the toch of the kli of the tanur el tocho, but below el toch tocho, not in the inside of the inside. So we don't have to worry about any tumah that may be inside. These kalim, because they are considered inside of the tanur, not the inside of the tanur itself. Hasheretz batanur ochlin shebesocha tahorin, and of course the reverse is true as well. Hasheretz is in the tanur. Any food that happens to be in these kalim will be tahor, not be affected at all by the sheretz. Nikavu. But let's say now there's a hole. So at what point is the hole large enough that now tumah will transfer from the kli to the tanur or the reverse? So this we should know already from earlier in the Masechta. He'asui la'ochlin, if it's a kli that normally has food inside as opposed to liquids, shiur and mezesim. The shiur is when the hole is the size that alvos will fall through. Now that's considered a significant hole that basically nullifies the status of the kli, and therefore tumah will transfer from there to the tanur or the reverse. He'asui l'mashkin, if it's something that typically holds liquids, shiuron b'mashkin. So the shiur follows the shiur of mashkin, which we may remember is what we call a kones mashkin, which is where when you lower it down, water may drip out from the top, but that's not yet considered a hole. If we remember, there's a crack in the kli and water would drip out, liquid would drip out of the kli, that's not necessarily a shear that would nullify the kli. Only when the hole is large enough that if you lower that crack over some water, the water would now penetrate and come into the kli, what we call a kones mashke, then it will be nullified from having the status of the kli, and tumah will transfer from that to the tanur, and from the tanur to that kli. And if you have a kli that's used both for liquids and for solids, matilin oso luchumro bekones mashke. So then we have to impose upon it the chumra, the stringency, and assume that it has lost the status of a kli even when liquids are able to penetrate, and therefore that's a chumra because that will now cause a transfer of tumah. Perek ches mishnah gimel. Srida. What is a srida? That's a good question. Maybe a plate that may or may not have a rim. Some explain that this is some type of kli that's a little bit more like a net. So because of this, this doesn't really have the status of a kli at all. So the Mishnah says, Srida shehin is suna al piatano. We'll assume that it's a net of the Gaonim and the Rambam learn it that way. And you place this on the top of the opening of the tanur, we can understand a net certainly could now lower itself into the kli, into the tanur a little bit. The ela gapayim, it has no gapayim, which means it has no mechitzos. There are no walls really that it has. If we're talking about a large plate, it has no rim. Hasheretz besocha hatanur tameh. If there's a sheretz in this net, in this kli that's sitting on top of the tanur, but it's submerged a little bit in the tanur. So the halacha is that the tanur is going to be tameh. This is not going to be a kli that's going to protect any of the tumah from coming into tanur. This is as if the sheretz is in the tanur. Hasheretz ba tanur ochlin shebesolcha tamein. And if there is a sheretz, a dead sheretz in the tanur, so any food that may be in this net, in this srida kli, it also is going to become tummy. She'ein matzilin miyad. Maybe it's like a mesh, something like mesh that you would put in. You could we kasher our kalim like that. So that's submerged now into the tanur. So although it's halachically enclosed, but it doesn't really have the status of a kli, and therefore if there's a sheretz in the tanur, any food or liquid that, well, probably not liquid, but any food that's inside this this netting is going to become tamei. She'ein matzilin miyad kli cheres elo kelim. The only thing that can save, that can protect from tumah, any tumah that's in the tanur, or tumah to transfer to the tanur, is something that has the status of a kli. And this srida does not have the status of a kli. Chavis shehi malea mashkim tahorim. Here you have a barrel that has tahor liquid inside, unesuna lemata minuchushto shel tanur. This is an interesting case. So the word nuchushto is a reference, means the ground, so it's the floor of the oven. Now we know an oven doesn't really have a floor. So the case we have here is we have an earthenware oven, which we know now on the top, water on the bottom. It's placed on the ground, and usually we attach it to the ground with clay. Here, beneath the oven, in the ground, you dug a little hole in the ground, and in the ground now is a barrel. That barrel has a bottom, there's liquid inside, but the top is open. So essentially, what you have here is you have a tanur. If you went into the tanur, you would see that below the tanur, in the ground, is actually a barrel that was buried in the ground with liquid, with tahor liquid, and it opens up into the bottom, into the karka of the tanur. So that's what the Mishnah means. Chavishim, the Leah Maskin term, there's tahor liquids in there, in that chavis, which is actually buried in the ground, open up into the tanur. Unesuna lamatam in the chushto shel tanur. It's placed below the floor of the tanur. So hasheretz ba tanur, if there's a dead sheretz in the tanur, hechavis vahamashkin tahor. We say that the barrel itself and the liquid that's in the barrel are going to be tahor because they're not in the airspace of the oven at all. The oven is on the ground. It ends at the ground. That's where the airspace of the oven ends. And the barrel is not upward in the oven. The barrel is in the ground. So the fact that it has an opening, the floor, the opening of the barrel is the floor of the oven. So it doesn't really, the barrel, which has tahor liquids, never actually gets into the airspace of the oven. So therefore, any sheretz in the tanur is not going to affect the liquids that are in that chavis. Let's say we have the barrel is upside down, and now it's on top of the tanur. So you have a barrel goes into the narrow opening of the top of the tanur. The bottom of the barrel obviously is which is the top area now because you turn the barrel over. So that does not have a hole. That's the floor of the barrel. But the opening of the barrel is now in the airspace of the tanur itself. So hasheretz ba tanur. If there's a dead sheretz in the tanur, which obviously makes the oven tamei, what would the status be if you have some liquids that happens to be, now how to have liquids stay where they are? Well, they're kind of hanging out, a little bit of mist, a little bit of liquid on the floor of the chavis, of the barrel, which is turned over. So that's really on the top. It's outside, though, of the airspace of the tanur. Mashke tofeach shebeshuleh chavis tahor. Any droplets of moist liquid that are at the bottom of this barrel remain tahor, because those drops, that mashke tofeach is on the bottom of this barrel. That the bottom of the barrel is outside of the airspace of the tanur. It's the opening of the barrel which is in the airspace of the tanur, but there's no liquid there. So therefore, mashke tofeach shebeshuleh tanur hechavis tahor, which means that the chavis, everything in the chavis is going to be tahor. Because the Bar Turner writes, "Bnei Avir HaTanur Shenichas L'Socher Chavis." It's not a lonit mace; doesn't get become tamish. Kevin Shalo Hoysa Lachluchis Hayayin. He's speaking about wine here. B'Socha Tanur. It was not in the toch of the tanur. Therefore, those droplets remain tahor.